Kirk Marcolonia, rather. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, this afternoon.
No worries, Nathaniel. How are you going?
I'm very good. Sorry, I got a little tongue-tied there.
Not a problem.
So, Kirk, how long has this documentary been in the works for?
Well, I guess you could say over 50 years, because it really traces the journey that gay and lesbian people in Australia have gone through since the late 1960s, when the first lesbian and gay groups were formed here in Australia, all the way up to today.
And what inspired you to follow this story?
Well, I'm a gay man who was married back in Canada in 2003, and so I understand the importance of marriage equality and getting married to the man I love, and understand the significance of that, and wanted to be able to tell the story about how we're achieving that and how we did achieve it here in Australia.
And what do you think Australia has learned from the plebiscite?
Well, first of all, to never do one again, because it was a very hard exercise for all the nation to go through. I mean, the result was great, but we could have done it in a much easier way through Parliament simply having a vote. I mean, I think whenever you put somebody's rights to a national vote, whether somebody should be considered equal, especially a minority group, I think that's just unfair and unjust. And fortunately, we got a good result from it because the Australian people stood by us. But I feel like it wasn't a process that we need to go through again.
So do you think it was a bit of a waste of time and money?
I do, because I think the politicians could have approved marriage equality, years before this. I mean, the Australian public, you know, for decades was saying that this is a reform they support, and by large numbers. And the politicians just didn't have the political will to get there, and they sort of threw their responsibility at the people. And so I don't think it's a good way for democracy to happen.
And has it had any lasting impact and damage on the LGBT community?
Well, I mean, I think there's a lot of people with some scars. I think a lot of LGBTIQ people are resilient people, and we have moved on, and we're happy that Australia now has marriage equality, and so we're looking forward and looking into other reforms. But of course, any kind of reform, like this, did take its toll.
And well, what else needs to be worked on?
Well, heck, there's a lot of things, but I think for the LGBTIQ community, certainly trans rights are something we really need to take a good look at, as well as protections for gay and lesbian students, LGBTIQ students, and how that intersects with religious schools, and you see that debate going on right now, and looks like the government's moving in the right direction to protect staff and students at those schools, and we're hoping that reform can happen.
Going back to your documentary airing tonight, did you uncover anything unexpected while making this documentary?
Well, I think one of the biggest impacts I had while making the film was meeting Peter and Bon, who are two of the central characters in the film. And this is a couple who met in 1966 in Melbourne and started one of the first gay rights groups called CAMP in 1970. And they've really been at it for decades. And seeing people like Peter and Bon, in the 60s and 70s, standing up when you could go to jail simply for being gay, was really inspiring. And to see them do that in such a tough time, makes what we were doing now seem easy in comparison in some ways. And really, we owe a lots of gratitude towards that generation, because without them, we wouldn't have ever achieved marriage equality. And hopefully the documentary that you'll see tonight on SBS will reveal that, and you can really get to know and understand why Peter and Bond stayed at it for so many years.
Absolutely. It must have been so difficult to put in so much work for so many decades. Do you have any future projects in the works at the moment?
Just making sure that this film gets seen by a wide audience. I think it's important for all Australians to understand how the nation can become a more equal and fair place for everyone. And so I'm hoping this film, gets a wide audience tonight on SBS, but also has a big impact going forward, hopefully being used in schools and universities, and people can really learn from it. So that's where I'm focused right now.
Well, I look forward to watching the film documentary this tonight at 7:30. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon, Kirk.
Thanks, Nathaniel. I appreciate it.